This is the Middle East Report, your connection to truthful reporting on Israel and the Middle East. I'm John Riley. Tal Heinrich is an expert on foreign relations and the Middle East. She lives in Israel. She's an accomplished journalist and has worked for major news organizations around the world. She's also a spokesperson for Israel Prime Minister Netanyahu. I spoke to her and asked her about the pressure that the Prime Minister is under to end the war and the lies coming from the United Nations.
We keep reminding people out there that support is a great thing to have when you're fighting a justified war like this one. But support is not what's driving us, nor is it what's going to stop us, because we are fighting a war of survival. The Prime Minister, in one of his very first speeches after the outbreak of the war, he defined it as Israel's second war of independence, and this is how we feel. We're still facing an existential genocidal threat called Hamas. So it's true that there's pressure out there, but we're not fighting to get more likes on social media, better handshakes at the United Nations corridor, you know, nicer interviews, nicer smiles on air. No, we're fighting to stay alive. We're fighting to bring back our stolen people home. There's nothing more legitimate than that. A ceasefire, what does it mean? It means keeping Hamas in power, threatening Israel, keeping the Palestinian people in their misery, because what did Hamas bring them over the course of 16 years? Poverty, bloodshed, suffering, giving up on our hostages. That's what a ceasefire means. If somebody truly cares about security, about peace, and about the Palestinians, they would have called on Hamas to surrender. Lay down your arms and surrender and bring the hostages home, all of them. And the fact that it's so easy for you and I to sit here and articulate the sentence, yet at the United Nations, so many can't. The fact that the UN Security Council to this day did not condemn Hamas, did not condemn the atrocities of October 7th, did not condemn more than 2,000 missiles fired from Lebanon, from Hezbollah at Israel, it tells you everything you need to know about how rotten this institution is and how it lost its moral compass. Just a few days ago, Martin Griffiths, the head of UN Relief, he went on air, I think it was an interview with Sky News or something like that, and he said that Hamas is not a terrorist group. It's a political movement. That's the United Nations. You know that UNRWA, the UN agency dedicated to the plight of so-called Palestinian refugees, we know that their employees, UN employees, were directly involved in the atrocities of October 7th, invaded Israel, abducted people, participated in the killing. We know that UNRWA teachers held hostages in Gaza. We know that UNRWA teachers, the same ones who educate generations of Palestinian children to hate Jews, dream of killing Jews, obliterating the Jewish state and glorifying martyrs, UNRWA teachers were gloating on the October 7th atrocities. The very essence of this so-called UN agency, and I said so-called because it's a UN agency that is run by Palestinians, and its entire idea is to perpetuate the Palestinian-Israeli conflict, to perpetuate the status of Palestinians as refugees of wars that they themselves started. And until when will they remain refugees? Until the state of Israel will cease to exist. The entire idea behind UNRWA is to put a question mark over the state of Israel, because it's basically a UN agency that is run by Palestinians telling Palestinians that they have no hope, you know, as long as there's a Jewish state. This is the body in charge of educating Palestinian children. You see their school textbooks, how they glorify martyrs, what they teach children, the hatred.
That's the Middle East Report. I want to encourage you to download a podcast of the show. You can get a podcast wherever you get your podcast or go to AFR.net. I'm John Riley.